Blog Talk Radio.
Can't smiles melt your heart? And it also softens up two people meeting for the first time. Baby smile, the mailman smile, the bank smile when he turns you down for the loan. No, that's a snicker. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party in the Spirit of America Party book. Blog Talk Radio. Somebody sent me a picture of the Blue Angels. They sent me a whole collage of pictures of the Blue Angels, but the one that stuck out in my mind, they're flying over New York City, right above the World Trade Center. So it prompted me to do a blog, and the blog was, "Remember when we were free?" Now you got a guy threatening you, over a microphone telling you we're 7 million Muslims and we're not going to take anything from you people. And I just watched the American Revolution and I watched the 2000 Tories going back with the British when they evacuated Boston. And in 1781, all the ones who stood with the British also went back with the British. Yep. So what is that saying? What goes around comes around. So they're showing the five Blue Angels, and they're flying over the World Trade Center, which is not gone forever. And all of those people that got murdered that day, those innocent civilians, they just got up to go to work, and the media is trying to smother them once again. They want to smother the memory of 9/11. When they get finished with you, it'll be erased from all the communist history books in New York City. The public schools won't even know what 9/11 was. They'll think it's to get an ambulance. We're in trouble, my friends. We are a brainwashed country, and we're being picked over by our enemies. So underneath that, I put, I used the caption, "Remember when we were free?" And the two towers represent freedom, and freedom has been crushed. And then underneath that, I have another caption. It says, "Have you seen our new flag?" And there's the United Nations flag. And then it says, "Have you seen our new Capitol building?" And it's the UN in New York. And they've got 17 flags up there, and not one American one. Many of them from nickel and dime countries. Sorry. No offense. "Have you seen the new Marine Corps uniforms?" And I got a guy with a flak jack and a rifle and a gas mask, wearing a gas mask with a UN helmet on. "Have you seen the new U.S. Navy?" And there's a Navy, a destroyer, number 113 of the Chinese Navy, and there's two big communist Chinese flags, and then there's hundreds of people waving communist Chinese flags, and there's one American flag there. Then I said, "Have you seen..." Oh, it says, "The communist flag must fly higher than the obsolete American flag." And "Have you seen the new Congress?" And it shows you UN in session. It looks like Big Brother. They got big TV screens that are showing the guy sitting, like that takeoff of 007. "Have you seen the president of the Troika?" And there's a big UN symbol, and there's three guys on a panel. And then underneath that I have, "The good news is you don't have to vote anymore." And then the bathtub, you know, the GSA bathtub with the two glasses of wine. Well, and sitting in the bathtub, to your right is Obama or Bin Laden, and to your left, winking at everybody, is Rasputin, Vladimir Rasputin. And the caption underneath says, "The brothers communist off. We take tubby for the poor. Comrade, it is tubby time. Thank you for Poland," Rasputin says. And Obama says, "Thank you for Syria." Yeah, the protectorate of the Obama administration. "Anybody deserved hanging, it's Bashar al-Assad. He has 47,000 wounded Americans, many wounded by his IEDs that came in from Iran with the new improved copper lugs and delivered into the streets and the roads of Iraq and now into the streets and roads of Afghanistan, and they all came in by way of Syria. And they took them out of the same storeroom that they have Saddam's weapons of mass destruction in. And here you got Ahmadinejad and the mullahs are saying they're ready now, they can take out Israel. And Obama's telling Israel, don't fight back until after I win reinfection. Yeah, and the next time you come in through the back door, Mr. Netanyahu. Come in through the back door, you know, and let us know you're coming. So having said that, let me give you a tune to warm the cockles of your heart, to remind you we were once an American country. Stand by, and we'll cheer you up. Here's one that'll cheer you up.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I-E. even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Suwannee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Suwannee shore. Even though my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Suwannee, the folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Suwannee shore.
Spirit of America Party salutes Al Jolson. You should hear his hatikva. I got it. It's rare, very rare. You can't get it anywhere. I've got it. I was just thinking, you know, I'm going to talk to you later about GIs that were wrongly sentenced for shooting back in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're doing, one's doing 10 years, one's doing 15 years, one's doing 25 years, and one's doing life. And I'm going to give you an update on what's happening. And I was just thinking of those guys rotting in Fort Leavenworth, and their only crime was they loved their country too much. And if I was President Romney, I would immediately order a three-man panel to investigate these politically correct sentences that were given to these guys without adequate defense. And I would appoint three people that have combat experience. I would appoint General McChrystal. I would appoint Alan West. And I would appoint Ilario Pantano. All three were wronged by the U.S. Pentagonians. And I would love to see them listen to these heartfelt stories of these GIs rotting away in prison because the Pentagon is infected with a lot of PC communists. And they're all lawyers. And what did Shakespeare say? Kill all the lawyers. So, what am I going to tell you now? I'm going to tell you, you know who the communists went after today? You're not going to believe this. They went after the mother of a young man, a Hollywood actor, the mother of Brad Pitt. And you know what they said? They said about her, she's from the old generation. Yeah, you know the greatest generation? She's from the old generation, and they're full of racists. Well, let me tell you something about racists, my friend. They come in all colors. Not one color has an exclusive on racism. And don't you forget it. Otherwise, we may have to drum it into you with real drums. The communist lie when a senior citizen voices a God and country opinion is to label them racists from days of yore. Like these people are the latest state of the art, and they're the ones that are going to bring America forward. Yeah, they're going to bring America forward right off the cliff. Yeah, and then I can't understand what happened. Everything is turning to mud. And that is what the POL potheads, Pol Potheads, did today to a fine lady, Brad Pitt's mother. She did not chastise her son for being duped by the communists. She just asked Christians to examine their hearts and vote for a man who will not kill kids and will respect a normal marriage combo by one man and one woman. You know, the AC and the DC. You know, the plug and the socket. What do I have to do? Draw a picture for you? And, of course, she wasn't the only one to come out and attack Obama today. Tavis Smiley came out and said that his people, the black journalists, were having a dinner and Obama sent a errand girl to say that he loves them. But he couldn't come in person. He was playing basketball with white boys. Yeah, give me a break. Well, another guy got him today. A guy who's well-respected in Hollywood up until till today. And that's, what's his name? He was in the movie about the black regiment from Massachusetts. He's a great actor. And I can't think of his name. Forgive me. But he said that Obama is not the first black president. He's only half black. And that only goes to prove my argument. Every time he did something wrong, that was this evil white part that was doing it. It wasn't the black part. So Morgan Freeman said that Obama's only half black. We haven't had a black president yet. Well, I got a suggestion for you. If you want to take a shot at Alan West, he could do our people good. Yeah, there's some good guys out there. One of them is not Colin Powell, though. Colin Powell turned. He bit the hand that fed him. Yeah. He did the wrong thing. You don't do that. Loyalty is very important. You know, I'll take a loyal guy over a smart guy any day of the week. At least I know what my chances are. That when my back is turned, I'm not going to feel the knife. Loyalty is very important. And in a marriage, it's extra important. You know? You don't want to go out with any doubts in your heart that you're being railroaded by either your husband or your wife. And when you got that kind of loyalty, you got a marriage and a half. You can add, we want a citizen of the USA in heart, mind, and soul. Not a follower of a racist minister who preaches hatred for the country that gave him a $5 million home on Lake Munchkin. And racism comes in all colors and is for sale in dollars. Mama is right on. One day the Grey Poupon communists will see they were played by dedicated communists who started with Stalin in the takeover of the USA. The communists never gave up. They never gave up. International communism is a worldwide threat. And they know how to play it. They've been rehearsing for 80 years. Stalin said that the three greatest attributes of the American people that must be destroyed are patriotism, spirituality, and morality. And you can't find those characteristics or a trace of them in Pornowood. How sad that Tinseltown can't find a real American to play a real American. God bless moms. They forgot more than we will ever learn. And Mama Pitt loves Jesus too. She's a very savvy lady. And never forget which commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. So, and that you can, if you want to know about communism, go to my website, www.mediacrapmatters.us. Well, you can get my book, A Spirit of America Party, Take Me to the Beach, right on the top of the cover with a big American eagle. And in the back of the book is a list of the 45 goals of the Communist Party, and they've reached every one of them. Thanks to guys like Jimmy Carter. Thanks to guys like Barack Hussein Obama. Yep, they've reached every one of them. You're not going to believe it. They've even infiltrated the psychiatric profession. What, are you crazy? Hang in there. We'll give you another tune. What do you want to hear? Amapola? You want to hear a song about a beautiful flower?
Senor, each night while guitars would softly play. The tune seemed to dance round the words that it said. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, amapola, how I long to hear you say, I love you.
Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you.
My next topic is insider tradering. Wall Street goes to jail for insider trading. Congress is exempt. They passed a law making it legal for them to take bribes and steal. Now Countrywide, you know Countrywide, the mortgage company that had a hook into the Democrats? Now Countrywide proves that crooked politicians got mortgage discounts. You missed the boat. Your home is underwater. Your credit is not good enough to lower your interest rate, which would enhance your FICO score. If a board member learns that his company is in acquisition negotiations with a company which will result in the doubling of the value of his shares of stock, legally he cannot buy more before the news hits the street. But he can call Nancy Pelosi and she can make the buy legally. Do you think that's a good way to make champagne contributions? You don't think these guys will ever sell your children, do you? Some may sell your country, but never your children. However, the new owners may sell your children after foreclosure. Cheer up. Things could be worse. And sure enough, I cheered up and things got worse. And the best way to take away their money, those spendthrifts in Washington, those tax junkies, is Operation One Shoelace or Operation Half. Add this crime to insider tradering. Ask to see the stock trades of every politician back 6 years and watch the jails fill up. www.mediacrapmatters.us. Bartender, champagne. I'll give you another tune because you've been so good. Oops. They took me back out. What did they do? Help! Can you dial 911 upside down? Oh, I was held up, I was robbed, and I dialed 911. I had to dial with my nose. Unbelievable. Okay. Oh. maybe I'll do this one. I'm going to do this one. This tune is dedicated to those GIs wrongly tried and made an example of by the PC communists and rotting in Fort Leavenworth, a prison. Anybody who was drummed out of the military because they didn't follow the party line, this tune is for them. Any MIA still out there, forgotten about. And there's another tune that's even more appropriate for these guys that are rotting away in jail that have been sold out. And so some shave-tailed lieutenant could make his bones and look good. And so it'll look good on his resume when he joins the Democrat Party as a lawyer. Yeah. You know what that tune is? Faith of Our Fathers. Our Fathers Chained in Dungeons Dark. Yep. We will be true to you till death. Okay, so attention military. Get your low-cost government prosecution insurance. Are you going into a war zone? Now is the time to get low-cost GPI, government prosecution insurance. And you can contact yours truly, a Spirit of America Party, for the best rates in the nation. If you intend to fight back, you will need a policy to protect your family after you have been convicted of premeditated murder. Remember those words, premeditated murder. We have a few different plans. Plan number one is the basic Sergeant Evan Vaylor plan. It covers up to 10 years in prison for premeditated murder. When those government paychecks stop coming in, we cover basic legal fees up to $50,000, plus monthly rental fees after you lose your house, and be sure to ask about food and clothing allowance for the kids. Now, why do I say premeditated murder? Three guys I'm going to mention to you all shot a prisoner or an Afghani that they were questioning, and they shot them when these terrorists went for their weapon. Now, tell me how premeditated is that? The guy lunges for your weapon, you pull the trigger. That's premeditated murder? What was it, 2 seconds of premeditation? No, he knew he was going to do it when he went there. Yeah, sure. This is plan number two. This is the First Lieutenant Michael Behena plan, which covers you up to 15 years. Convicted of unpremeditated murder. They got him on unpremeditated murder. And not only that, his sentence was 25 years, and they reduced it down to 15 because they were feeling generous that day. The rate is less if you are single, and he's single, and your parents sell their house to cover your situation, and you don't have to start paying the premiums till you're 40 years old when you get out of jail broke. And who knows, your parents may be gone. Where's that big window of opportunity now? Plan number three is the maximum payment plan, which comes with a life sentence for you and your wife and two daughters. There is an extra meals ticket if the prosecution has intimidated your fellow soldier witness to testify against you. They turned the guy that was supposed to testify for him. They threatened him with jail time, so he turned. He turned against his buddy. A bonus if the Afghan interpreter, who knows the truth, receives American citizenship as a consolation prize from the prosecution for testifying against you. And this policy has an extra cash benefit for Afro-Americans like Sergeant Derek Miller receiving the maximum sentence. So Derek Miller got life. And Derek Miller is black. And blacks will always say that if you're black, you get the maximum sentence, and the white guys get less. And this is being proven right here by giving this guy life in prison who went to serve his country. And these guys didn't just go there for the first day. These guys went back for like two tours of duty. This Sergeant Evan Avila, he was in a sniper team. And a guy came close to their position, and his commanding officer jumped the guy, pinned him down, and ordered Vaylor to shoot him. His commanding officer and another soldier were brought back to the States, and they were tried in the States and found not guilty. Vaylor was given up to the Iraqis, tried in an Iraqi court, and sentenced to 10 years in prison. And his wife and his father had to go to the Iraqi court and sit there and watch his son being dragged away. He's doing time in Leavenworth. They didn't put him in an Iraqi prison, but they might as well have. And number four is the Border Guard Special. Just ask for the Ramos Compion Family Mental Torture Package. With the extra benefit if you are put in the general prison population to be murdered. This includes a room at the YMCA for your family while your home is being auctioned. If the drug dealer who crossed the border illegally agrees to be a witness, for the prosecution, in exchange for being allowed to bring more drugs in, we have a compensation package for acts of betrayal by your government employer. And five, rounds out our insurance program. It's insurance protection for chaplains, being preyed upon for praying. Should a slip of the tongue get you court-martialed for saying the name of Jesus, we will cover your trial. Should you be caught out of chapel kneeling in the Tim Tebow prayer position, we can get you a stay of execution. Should you say God bless you when the prosecution can prove no one sneezed, or you did not say Rahim Akum Allah, we can get your stoning reduced to 40 lashes. And your premium is adjustable depending on the first collection in your church. And we can include an almost gotcha rider to protect guys like Alan West, Hilario Pantano. And remember the Demo Camo slogan, the more you do, the more we punish you. So, having said that, my beloveds, this satire is to mock the atrocity being committed by the PC infiltrators who now run military courts and toy with and ruin the lives of good GIs and their helpless families. Sergeant Gary Stein made fun of Obama on his personal Facebook, and his freedom of speech was punished with a less than honorable discharge after 9 years of service in the USMC. 9 years of service, and they made an example out of them. Beware of people who want to make examples out of other people. A combat general made an insulting reference to the vice president in a bar in France and was betrayed by a communist reporter. The general was cashed out, and American lives will be lost because he won't be where he is needed most. His name was McChrystal. And you can see a YouTube, thank you, General McChrystal. That's my tribute to General McChrystal. Thank you, General McChrystal, on YouTube. And if you want some exciting reading, you can do www.mediacrapmatters.us. You'll learn all about communism. And it's a beginner's guide to communism, spiritofamericaparty.com. That's actually Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com. www.captainsblog.us. And you can always find us on blogtalkradio.com. On YouTube, we have a couple of lovely items up. 9/11, a Danny Boy. Flag Burners of Wreck-It. I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. Sarah Palin, one of a kind. SEAL Team 6 is sacrificed. And if you like Joan Jett, I got a nice one called Lots of Heroes. And then if you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can go to the archives. You can pick any show you want. You can go back 4 years. I got a whole bunch of shows up there. They usually run half hour to an hour, hour and a half. So, having said that, maybe we should say, you know, my church, they pray for all the GIs. They pray for all the GIs. And the communists want you to forget they're out there. They don't want you paying any attention to them. Yeah. And Mel Gibson gives you the patriot, and they call him an anti-Semite. Yeah. He gives you the passion, and they call him an anti-Semite. He gives you anything, and they'll say he's crazy. He's crazy. Well, let me tell you something. If you were harassed by the communists all your life, you'd be crazy too. These people don't let up. Yeah, and now they've teamed up with the Islamo-Marxists. This is the New World Order coming at you. Okay, so having said that, just remember when we were free. And they're now talking about taking everybody's guns away through the UN. They're going to come in the back door. They're going to come in the back door. They're going to take everybody's guns away. Going to do it nice and neatly. They'll tell you got to bring your gun in for to check to see if there's any alterations to it. You'll have to turn it in the precinct. And then they'll take your gun and tell you to go home. Yeah. Watch what happens. You got a communist in the... You know that girl, what's her name, Victoria Jackson? She did the tune on the ukulele. There's a communist in the White House. Man, how true she was. Remember that guy that, what's his name? He's a congressman from Illinois. He shouted at Obama, you're a liar. And the re-puppy said, shh, you're going to make us look bad. You're going to make us look like a bunch of meanies. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. Come on here. You're not going to let me have a tune? Here it is. Right here. Okay. You want to hear the Abu Ghraib song? Remember Abu Ghraib? Remember the atrocity at Abu Ghraib? Oh, that atrocity. You know what they did? They stripped down those poor, harmless Iraqis that were out there cutting heads off. Oh, yes, and they made them stand in a pyramid, and everybody had to show their heinies. Oh, what an atrocity. Oh, they took them, and they made them stand on chairs, and they laughed at them, and they pointed at the small bippies. Oh, and then they put a bowsy-wowsy on them. Oh, they tortured them with a bowsy-wowsy. And you know how the Arabs hate dogs.
But they
wouldn't show you them pulling Corporal Anzac's body out of the Euphrates River with all the whip marks on the back. They wouldn't show you that. They wouldn't show you a guy standing on a bridge holding the head of a GI. They wouldn't show you that. But they'll show you the heinies in a Bible grave. And if you looked at those pictures real closely, if you go up to the second row in the pyramid and you count over two guys from the left, doesn't that heinie look just like Chuck Schumer? So here's the heinie song. Let's see what we got here. Why did we lose our country? This was one of those blogs that everybody wanted to respond to. So I responded, when did we lose our country? And I responded, I remember clearly. It was 9/24/1957. It was a full moon. Coming out of the 50s, we lost our country to communism. I watched drugs move uptown in New York from downtown. I remember seeing my first junkie. I remember when all you got was a kiss on the first date, if you were lucky. I remember marriages lasting happily ever after. Watching the History Channel and seeing the betrayal of the Nam vets. We lost the Nam War, not in Nam, but in the streets of Chicago, New York, and Scum Francisco. The city aptly named after a saint who cared for animals. Now we have an Islamo-Marxist for president who works for the UN, who was sponsored by Hungarian communists, who passes his own laws and bypasses the sheep we send to the pig pens of Congress. One patriot called him a liar and his own party chastised the truth. There are only two parties in America, the Communist Party and the mainstream America Party. Which American are you? And you know what? You know what? There's a lot of communists. They just passed a law in California that pedophile teachers can be kept on. Yeah. Oh, when the Catholic Church did it, oh boy, wasn't that it? The only pedophiles were in the Catholic Church. Yeah, when you wait till you wake up and find out what's happening in your country. Okay, let's see, we want to pick a nice tune? Oh, yeah, this one. And Savage played this tonight, and it's funny. Fighting over one teacher, and it was on Fox with Laura Ingraham and two ladies that are familiar with the situation, and it was real sick, man. And this guy blindfolded children. Unbelievable. You go watch the Fox rerun, and you'll get an idea. I'm not even going to describe it. And that shit is going on, and it's being covered up.
And the Catholic Church ain't the only ones. It's going on all over. And there was a kid in a Hasidic community who was taught, don't trust anybody but Hasidim. And a man took him that he trusted, and he destroyed his mind and body. That's sick. That's real sick. And the penalty for that should be express checkout. That should be express checkout. I want to see instant the trials. I want to see the judge pull up in a van at the scene of the crime and the jury in the second van. And get it over with right then and there. Lamppost justice. Oh, yeah, you're a troublemaker. You're one of those Americans, aren't you? Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Okay, let's see if Bobby Darin sees the light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies. Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Bobby Darin had lived, he would have been, he would have had a lot of good hit songs. They thought he was going to give Sinatra a run for his money. You can hear the style of that song right there. That's a Sinatra style. And blew my mind when he married Sandra Dee. Yeah. You know, he was a little bit too sharp. Apparently, you know what? He'd be alive today with the medicines that we have today, which Obama's going to take away and give them to the Soviets. Yeah, you're going to be going to Gulag. You're going to be going to the Gulag reception area to get a checkup. Yeah. This guy has an ambition. You know what his ambition is? To make us a second-rate nation. This guy has no foresight whatsoever. He is unbelievable. What do you want to hear? You want to hear? It's a 5-minute mambo. That'll be it for us. Okay. I don't want to go religious on you. I got one bread, one body here. That'll drive the atheist nuts. I got 2 minutes of Picadillo with the Fania All Stars. You want to hear that? This will dedicate to all of the Latinos who served this country bravely. Viva Cristo Rey. Thank you.
Okay. That was Picadillo by the Fania All-Stars from years ago. And I'm almost out of time, but I'm going to give you this tune. And I'm dedicating it to Mark Levin, who loves Ray Charles. God Bless America, is it, that he plays all the time? This is one that all you married guys in chains will enjoy.
Only five. thousand girls. And some judge who thinks he's funny tells me I've got to pay six to her. I said, now, judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, Ray, son, son, that on in the jail. You better keep her. I think it's cheaper. You know what I've been doing, don't you?